and motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast, episode 19. We are back with the usual crew. You know what I'm saying? No guests this week. We're bringing it back to the OGs of the pod. Shout out Tim. Shout out Tim, you know.
Shout out 21 Savage.
Shout out 21 Savage, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to 21 Savage. That shit was nice. I like that. That shit was nice, man.
Yeah, we can talk about that because the final has been boring as fuck. So we're also going to talk about that too.
Oh, it's boring when the Lakers win. Oh,
no, that's really not it. That's really not it, bro.
It's more than that. It's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that, bro.
Oh, it's deeper than that. Oh, okay.
Yeah, stay woke. Wordu, stay woke. Stay woke. Stay woke. But yeah, welcome to another episode, man. We have garnered over 50,000 plays across streaming platforms, if you guys didn't know.
Already? You know what I'm saying? Damn.
I did not know
already.
That.
Already.
I like that.
Well, most of it's from YouTube. I like, 8K on audio, but...
Shout out to the YouTube people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And before we start, shout out to... someone said on my Instagram yesterday that this podcast, like, cheers them up every week. And it's making college easier for them. That. So, let me pull up his IG real quick. Shout out to
Fromessa1.
Yeah, shout out to Fromessa1 on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? We're very happy to cheer you guys up every week with our fucking antics every week.
Yes, sir.
But before we get into the topics this week, let's go ahead and introduce the guests. Where do you say what's up to the people?
What's up, y'all? Wordy the dude. Shouts out to everyone showing love in the chat as usual. You know what I'm saying? Almost at 2K subscribers. I don't know where we're at right now, but it's pretty damn close. I wanted to say thank you to everyone here. Thank you to B-Souls, Dominica Church, and Chaya. You know what I'm saying? We're making plays. Go follow the Let's Keep It A Buck Instagram. I post there whenever you drop a podcast. And follow me on Twitter at Wordy the dude, man.
Big facts. All right, Dom, say what's up to the people, man. You're looking a little sleepy, man.
Wake
bro,
up.
Bro, it's been
Wake
a rough
up, yeah, you.
It's been a rough 48, but what's up, y'all? Glad to be back. Like Wordu said, shout out to everybody showing love in the comments. You know, I'm glad we got some woke people in the comments. We got a lot of sheep, you know? Not a lot of sheep down
sheeple.
There. Not a lot of sheeple. Follow me on Twitter, DomChurch1, and sub to my YouTube.
Big facts. All right, Chaya, say what's up to the people, man.
I got my Shia LaBeouf beard coming in.
You
know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. All
right.
Where are you? 5 o'clock shadow.
Where are you? Where did you move to?
That's
what I'm saying. You were in the city earlier.
Oh, I'm in New
York. He said I'm right here.
Is my camera off?
I'm right here, nigga. What the hell? The fuck? I ain't Casper.
Are you in a hotel?
We came to visit New Orleans. Yeah, I'm actually in an Airbnb. We came to visit New Orleans for the weekend. So, also here for some business purposes as well. You know, all of these.
Yeah.
It's, you know, life is good. No Drake.
Life is good.
I'm working
on
the weekend.
Yeah, so how's everyone been this week, bro? So where do you just say he's in New Orleans for a little business trip? Yep. Booty on no-no's, you know what I'm saying?
Money's on the road.
I gotta get it on the road, head ass.
If it's too personal, like don't share it if you want to, but why has it been a rough 48, bro?
Honestly, my asthma's been messing up like real bad. I tried to play ball the other day, and yeah, I don't know, nigga. Like the skills
you
still there.
I'm out there
like a black Jokic. Like the skills are still there. Gave a nigga good 3 post moves, and I was ready to die, nigga. I can't. Ain't young no more. But nah, man, my chest has just been like real messed up lately. Like I'm literally sitting here with my inhaler about to pop this shit too.
Right.
It's just been pretty rough.
No, I feel you, man. Well, get better, man. Take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Everyone has to be healthy. Or everyone has to try to be healthy. So.
Yes, sir.
Health first, as always. But got a couple of topics to get into. Again, not a lot happened in the NBA. A decent amount happened, but it's kind of... The topics are kind of eh, you know?
Oh, Big 17. Makes
Big 17.
Big 17. You know what I'm saying? But it's boring.
All right, okay. So the main topic. The first topic we got to get into is this. Okay, I don't even. So let's talk about it. Because there's this narrative going on this week that the NBA Finals has been boring.
Yep.
LeBron's had an easy path as well. That's another narrative that's bullshit, clearly.
So my first question is, clear. Has this NBA Finals actually been enjoyable for you guys?
No.
I mean, if you're not a Laker fan, I can see why it wouldn't be as enjoyable to you. You know what I'm saying? I don't switch up. I still think this shit is scripted either way, but I'm a big 17. You're not going to hear me talking about it. Shit. I'm going to get this motherfucking ring, nigga. Shit, nigga. But it's I think it's mostly because of the injuries would probably be the main reason why people say it's boring. I don't think it's the actual... I mean, it kind of does suck, like, looking at the audience and seeing empty seats. That doesn't really help the TV experience either. But, you know, that's been happening the entire bubble. So the fact that people are bringing that up as an argument to say that the NBA Finals is boring because of that, but naturally people would want to see a competitive NBA Finals. So I can kind of see where they're coming from. But just because it's the Lakers, I'm kind of like, hey, are you just hating, nigga? Are you just hating? Or are you just, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's hate, though. Because when every game is literally a blowout, and it was already a pretty heavily favored series going into it, and Bam gets injured, and Goran gets injured in game one, I don't think that's just people hating on the Lakers. I mean...
I think it's people hating on the Lakers.
No.
You really think so? Go ahead.
That's all it is. If this was the Clippers in the finals, we wouldn't have this conversation.
Exactly.
People would be enjoying the finals if it was the Clippers. No. If the Nuggets made a Cinderella story and made it, people would have been enjoying it.
If the Nuggets and the Heat were in the finals, you think people would enjoy that?
What happened?
If the Nuggets and the Heat were in the finals, you think
people would enjoy it more, yes.
Because it's two teams that no one expected to make the finals. That
it would at least be a better storyline.
Or at least I would like to think that would be more interesting because it's two teams that you would have never thought would have made it to the finals. Because most people had the Clippers and Bucks. So...
Lakers and Bucks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to watch that, bro. Nuggets Heat finals. Come on.
Another thing why I feel like people are saying it's boring. When has the NBA Finals ever been on during the fucking hockey goddamn playoffs? The WNBA.
Exactly.
Watches that. But baseball playoffs, fucking football's on during games. Like it's hella shit going on.
Obviously ratings aren't gonna be. Ratings aren't going to be where they're supposed to be because, you know, MLB is like, aren't they in the World Series on MLB or is it?
MLB's playoff? In the second round. First round, second round.
Second round. And then, you know, the NFL's in its, fourth week now? You know what I'm saying?
Fourth.
Second week? I thought it was fourth.
Third or fourth week.
This is the fourth week.
Because I'm a Cam Newton guy.
Because I got three fantasy wins. You know what I'm saying?
I know the Stanley Cup just ended, but that was going along with the playoffs as well.
Yeah, they started the same time as NBA.
And the MLS.
Yeah, but no one watches hockey.
Oh, don't get it.
MLS. Shout out to my soccer league.
Shout out
to DKM.
Shout out DKM. Let these niggas show respect to soccer.
Yeah, shout out to my England homie DKM.
Yeah. Because. I agree with Dom because the majority of the reason why people don't really want to watch is because there's other products to watch. I mean, it's MLB and the NFL and NHL ended. Like, there's other sports.
But even if you're just an NBA fan that just watches the NBA, which I would assume I am, I am. I am that dude. But when you watch the finals, I just don't know how it's interesting. When it's a foregone conclusion going into the series for the most part, and it becomes even more of a foregone conclusion after injuries. Like, I don't think that has anything to do with just the Lakers being there.
Well, I think most people had this series going to five or six games, actually, going into the series.
It's not.
No.
Maybe five.
Four or five. I didn't hear a lot of
cases. A lot of people saying, but like at least five or six. Just because of how well Bam is playing.
No, I heard that too. Like, I heard a lot of people saying the Heat would make it difficult, but they just forgot that we have the GOAT in the brow, so...
Yeah, coincidentally in the finals, yeah, but the whole other, all the other series, oh, you know, Rockets, you know, I'm scared of the Rockets, man. Oh, shit, Harden. Fuck out of here. Nigga don't care about winning the ring. That nigga care about money, that's it.
He's scared about the Blazers.
And then, money on the road.
I was not, was I ever, Beasles, was I ever?
Yes, yes.
Did I have
yes,
any doubt are. In my mind yes, that we would make are. The finals?
Yes.
Did I have any Bruh, doubt?
Going into the first round, Dom.
Was it me or Dom? This.
No, no, it was Wardu. He was scared about the Blazers a little bit.
You legit said, and I quote, no team
in the bubble experience in the bubble
except for the Blazers. You said the Blazers
are going into the playoffs. Yeah. Yeah. Going into the playoffs.
Going into the first round. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And elite. But after that, I didn't have no doubt. Man, what the fuck? The Rockets. What, PJ Tucker? Come on, bro. Come on, bro. And then Jokic, come on, bro. He ain't playing no D. Pause. He ain't playing no D.
He was playing pretty good. I'm not gonna lie, better than I expected on defense.
For his standards, you know, for his standards.
I just love how everyone's gonna act like that no one ever called Jokic a bad defender. That's just crazy to me. Like this nigga
who said that?
He wasn't a bad defender.
Wait, who said that?
That was more
aimed at the Discord. You know, you go in there.
Oh, the retards. Okay, the retards.
Oh, my God. Relax.
Whoa.
Gotta watch what you say, man.
That's a racial slur.
That's a racial slur.
That's a derogatory slur.
Thank you, LaBouffe. I'm sorry. I take back my comments.
That's a derogatory slur.
Bro, I'm dead.
You know what I mean.
We challenge people.
Yeah. Hey, AD, bro. Shouts to AD. AD has been cooking the fuck out the
heat. Man.
Man.
AD is the next Wilt Chamberlain. I'm saying it right now.
AD is the next Wilt Chamberlain.
barring injury, AD is the next Wilt Chamberlain. That nigga is so dominant. I had no answer for this nigga. In what sense? Like, he might win finals MVP, nigga. He's out playing the best player.
Giannis is more Wilt Chamberlain than fucking AD.
Is he playing like it?
I mean, he typically does. Yeah.
Does it lead to playoff success?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did Wilt Chamberlain win all the fucking time?
Yeah. Do you know how many times Wilt Chamberlain choked in the playoffs?
I'm about to say. Do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. You do so I say AD is the next Kareem. Would that soothe your ears if I said AD is the next?
No, I'm just Kareem? Okay. I'm just asking. In what sense is he the next Wilt Chamberlain? That's all I'm
just,
asking.
Just like because of how dominant he's been in the playoffs thus far, going up against other big men, relatively. I mean, if he faced Embiid, it probably would have been competitive. But he's gone up against Jokic. He's gone up against, you know, regardless of what you think, Whiteside was a great shot blocker. Nurkic, who was completely healthy.
What does any of this have to do with?
I'm really saying he's gone up about against... what's good about Whiteside, bro.
He's gone up against good bigs, decent bigs, to the point where niggas can't say old. Niggas have had an easy path to the finals, nigga.
What are we talking about?
What are we saying?
Wait, so he's the next Wilt Chamberlain because he's dominated decent bigs.
What do you say?
Who are... Y'all freezing. So he's the next Wilt Chamberlain. Because he dominated decent bigs. And these decent bigs are Hassan Whiteside, P.J. Tucker, and Nikola Jokic.
Is that what you just said?
Jokic isn't a good center?
What does that have to do with him being Wilt? That's what I'm...
Okay, nigga. Oh, my gosh. Semantics, man. You could say, okay, would Kareem be better?
Bro, why not just say he's the next great big? Why Wilt is the next, specifically?
He is a better Kevin Garnett. What are we saying? Like, I would like to compare players to other players.
That's more reasonable than saying Wilt.
The Wilt.
Okay.
Like you said.
Okay, I'm sorry, Wilt, because apparently niggas hate Wilt. I'm sorry, I forgot.
Wilt.
I forgot we did a top 50.
How is that hating Will?
Top 10. So, I mean, that's hate. It's hate.
How is that hating
Will? I get it. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm literally just asking, how is that Wilt-esque?
Esque.
Because he's dominating 6'5" centers? Wilt-esque. Is that...
Oh, 6'5" center? One? I brought up other centers. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
All right, whatever.
But AD, 80's going to be the... AD will be the next Laker legend, barring injury. And yeah, you know, I think it's going to be the Lakers and the Warriors next year in the conference finals. So that should be pretty entertaining.
Clippers not even in the convo anymore.
The Clippers are going to get Tyronn Lue. They're going to get bounced out of the first round. Paul George will end up on the Knicks. Kawhi will stay because he's the king of L.A. And they're basically not going to – they're going to be shit for the next – because they don't have any draft picks. They're going to be shit for the rest of their tenure there unless they somehow just develop their chemistry and they just make shots. I don't know. I didn't think I'd have to say the Clippers need to make shots
Which is crazy.
You know?
Yeah, PG, Kawhi, Montrez, and Lou, and they can't make shots.
There's no excuse for that. So unless they start making shots and get their chemistry up, and maybe get a third, if that's even possible. I don't know. The Clippers are cursed. That's all I can say. Yeah. But 80 man's the next Lakers legend, man.
Yeah, in the meantime, Dom gonna need a new banner in the back.
I'm mad. I bought this banner literally the season we about to add another one to it. I'm mad.
We just got monetized.
How much was it?
We gonna be able to buy you
it one. It was like $25, $30.
No, we're not.
We'll make it up with the with the YouTube like money.
Five.
Hey, we got monetized last week, and we've already made a cool $6. You know what I'm saying? Divided by four, we're making $125 each. We're making $125 each.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that. I like that progress.
You know,
there's no Cineata.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Money is definitely on the road. You know what I'm saying? Booty on no-nos. Booty on no-nos.
On the road.
I hate that song now.
You know how much more money we would make if they didn't claim the video?
I hate that fucking song.
We'd be at $7.
You hate that song now? Why?
I hate that song. That song trash. It's trash. It's repetitive as fuck. Look, listen. I was just promoting the song.
He was on trash as fuck, bro.
Man. I did. Man, it's a feature, nigga. Ain't my shit. Like I said, ain't my shit. I just do the. I don't give a damn. Shit, this shit is ass. I'm not gonna sugarcoat nothing. I'm objective, nigga. The shit. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? At first, and I was like, these niggas really like roasting my shit. Then I had to go back and like, damn, would I put this shit out myself?
We bullied him into hating his own song.
Oh my god, we bullied you into hating your own feature, bro. I'm sorry.
Y'all didn't bully me. Y'all opened my eyes, head ass. I'm woke now.
Jermon treat his ass.
When Don broke that shit down, I was like, this nigga low key has a point, but let me just cap a little bit. Let me cap a little bit.
What cap a lot?
Nigga, the moment I heard it, I'm just sitting there like, bro, this man is saying booty on no nos for like 5 minutes.
Get the money on the road.
I swear.
Crazy. Ooh. But
yeah, Lakers, yes. Man, big 17. Big 17, you know what the fuck going on, nigga. If we can somehow get Oladipo next year, that would be amazing. But I don't know how we're gonna do
on
it.
On the podcast.
But yeah, a big 17. You know what I'm saying? Big 17.
All right. Well, let's talk about your secondary team, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Hold up. Let's talk about said who is going to make the finals. The winner of which series?
The Sixers and Celtics. I was wrong.
Okay.
But I could see now why the Heat are in the finals now. I can see. Because it just, you know, and the storyline makes more sense.
The numbers.
It's basically, this season is basically just a jerk-off season for LeBron, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have LeBron go up against his old team, his old coach, you know what I'm saying? Jimmy Butler, who was on the Sixers, niggas say, oh, he's a locker room cancer, he can't win a ring, he doesn't have championship IQ. I don't know. What the fuck is championship IQ, really? What does that mean? What do niggas, championship IQ? I heard someone say that on Twitter. I'm like, bro, what are you talking about? Do you even know what you're talking about? No, you don't. But I can see why they said the Heat, well, they had the Heat go through is because, you know, it's just for LeBron. You're not going to have LeBron lose when he's dropping a movie when Kobe, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, just passed away and the Lakers are first in the West. You're not going to have them lose.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you think...
I can see why.
Because I tweeted that out. I'm like, if the NBA is rigged, why didn't we get Lakers-Celtics, Lakers-Clippers, or Lakers-Bucks?
Yeah.
So you think... A lot of people said this too. So you think they rigged it just to make the path easier for LeBron?
The path wasn't going to be easy regardless because you're in the harder conference and the West is deeper than the East.
He made it
look... He made it look weak. That's just how dominant he's been.
He only has two losses, right?
Yeah, he ended every series going to the final. 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1 everyone.
So he's making it look easy. That's the thing, which is a testament to how great he is. And I can say that as a KD fan, you know what I'm saying? If he wins this ring, if he wins Big 17, I don't know.
He wasn't greater already.
Not in my eyes, no. But and most people
as he wins a championship for your team, it changes.
Because a lot of people had Kawhi as the best player going into last season. So I'm not gonna say me personally.
Kevin Durant above LeBron.
He did. He really did.
Since when? KD fan. What do you want me to say?
When did he become better than LeBron?
I'm a KD fan. He's a better scorer.
But when did he become a better player than LeBron?
LeBron James.
He's a better scorer.
What?
No one's arguing.
If I value scoring, if last year I'm saying I value scoring over being the best playmaking, all that shit, what do you expect me to say? I'm a KD fan. What do you expect me to say?
So, hold on. Because...
But now that he's on the Lakers, I can now appreciate his greatness because
scoring doesn't matter this year? Is that what you're
saying? No, it's because he's on the Lakers this year.
I never said scoring doesn't matter.
Why is LeBron better than KD then?
Because he's on the Lakers and we give him Big 17, nigga. He's on the Lakers and we give him Big 17. That's why he's better, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, and when niggas were saying Clippers Bucks, LeBron overachieved as he usually does, not letting the series go to even six games the entire playoffs. That is pretty fucking impressive in the West. When you have teams like the Nuggets that are overachieving, you know what I'm saying? Beat them in five. Beat the Rockets in five. You know what I'm saying? Beat the Blazers in what, five?
Beat everybody in five, yeah.
So it's like he's overachieving because most people would have had those series go six or seven games.
Is he overachieving or is he just being LeBron?
He's being LeBron, yeah. But according to what other people think or what other people said, he is overachieving by that context. That's what I'm saying. I never doubted this nigga, Dom.
I'm stuck that there's people out here that can look themselves in the mirror and be like, you know what? Kevin Durant's better than LeBron. Like, that baffles me.
Why does it baffle you? You just don't like KD, huh? You didn't get an autograph?
Don't get me wrong. I mean, KD's a great player, but...
I did, actually.
When did he become better than LeBron? So he can pad his stats and get a ring?
I don't feel like having a KD and LeBron argument because we are going to talk about the Sixers and Doc Rivers being there and having Ben Simmons run the five and Embiid run the three.
I'll give you a four-minute limit on a KD-LeBron debate, bro. Four-minute limit.
LeBron is better. End of debate. Now,
he doesn't want to debate
Rivers.
He don't even want to debate.
He don't want to go there with me. Because it doesn't make sense.
He just said, fine, LeBron's
back. Yeah, he was like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to do that.
You don't want to get into it?
I don't want to do that right now.
Why not?
I mean, it's kind of... it's kind of hard to make the case because he's obviously not playing. So it's kind of just even when he hard did to say, play, oh, KD better. Better.
Okay, so I when mean, was K- when did KD now, turn so. Better? When did KD? When did you consider KD to be better than LeBron?
2018. And then when Kawhi won, I was like,
after 2018 or going into 2018?
After 2018.
So after the 2018 finals.
So after LeBron took a team.
Well, he won the second finals MVP. I don't care what he did, Dom. I don't care what he did. He can carry the fucking
team. Half the team got traded on trade deadline. And LeBron took him to the finals.
Okay.
Kevin Durant left his team.
Oh, do you want a consolation prize? You want a consolation prize for coming to second place? Is that what we're doing? We're giving away second place trophies.
Kevin Durant came.
Is that what we're doing for LeBron? I'm not gonna do that for LeBron. Did we do that for Jordan?
Okay, huh? Clear cut.
All those years he didn't make the finals.
Clear Jordan cut never question. Came in second place.
So you said that after the 2018 finals, you considered KD better than LeBron, correct?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that was the
consensus for most people that year.
So my question is to you. Don't speak to anyone else, but to you. What made Kevin Durant better than LeBron after the 2018 finals?
How well he performed in the finals, him winning finals MVP, him not underachieving, him living up to expectation on the Warriors, regardless of what team he was on, what people wanted to say, he still showed up. Because if he didn't show up, niggas would shit on him forever, eternally. They would look at that as almost like the 2011 series LeBron was in for KD if he didn't. So I'm giving him credit for overachieving and actually accomplishing what he set out to do and winning a championship and winning finals MVP.
Guarding
the best player on the other team the whole series, outscoring him, outplaying him. Yes. Congratulations. You averaged a triple-double and a loss.
Winning a championship in 2018.
Are we gonna count? Does context matter?
Yes.
Does context matter?
Yes. What context did he overachieve in?
If LeBron gets a triple-double and loses the finals, am I supposed to suck his dick because he got a triple-double? Russ averaged a triple-double for the season.
Wait, why are you talking about LeBron? I'm talking about how did KD overachieve in 2018?
Okay. I think niggas, most people thought he was not going to play well because he was going to guard LeBron for the majority of the series. So most people thought, am I wrong?
Didn't he do the same thing in 2017?
That's what I'm saying. Did he not do that in 2017?
That's why I don't care. I don't care about this conversation. I don't care about it. I said my
he
point.
He forgot
so
that
times.
Kevin Durant did the same exact shit the year before. Kevin Durant literally averaged
I only,
35.
I know that.
In the finals the year that. Before. And then people expect him to fall off the very next season on the same team?
Because there was clearly like chemistry problems going in the regular season.
Why was the chemistry problems? Why was the chemistry problems?
Because Draymond's a bitch.
No, that's because why. Kevin Durant's a
bitch. Okay, Draymond's a hoe. Draymond Green.
Gotta give him credit.
He's a fucking emotional
Kevin
hoe.
Durant
that's why.
Crying about the shots Steph and Clay were taking. Get the fuck out of here.
No, Draymond doesn't know how to pass the ball to the better scorer. That's what it is.
Draymond thinks he is
the better scorer.
That's the only thing he can do.
Look, all I'm saying is that I'm just saying after the 2018 finals, I personally would not knock you if you said that KD was a better player that year than LeBron.
Wow.
That obviously changed in 2019 when Kawhi went to the Raptors and won, nigga. That obviously changed a little bit. But now that LeBron is back in the finals with this team, with AD, you know what I'm saying? At 35 years old, of course I'm going to say LeBron is the best this year. Of course. But I could also see why people would say that LeBron never lost his crown. I could see why people would say, oh, LeBron was always the best player. I could see that too. I'm not biased. I could see that. Do I agree with it? Fuck no. But I could see where they're coming from. I could see both sides. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. So LeBron is the GOAT. Big 17. You know what the fuck going on. We win in number 17. We win in 18. I think we're going to three-peat, honestly. But depending on how well the Warriors play and who they get, if they get James Wiseman, you know what I'm saying? If they get James Wiseman, that could change things, depending on how well he develops as a player. But I think, for the most part, I think that the Lakers are going to win next year, and they're going to win the year after that, barring injury. I think we're going to three-peat. I could be wrong. I'm not saying, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a fucking visionary and I can see the future.
You've done that though.
You've done that.
I've done it, and I've been wrong. I admit I have been wrong, Dom. I have been wrong. But I have a strong feeling about this guy. I have a feeling in my gut, man. I have a feeling right here, my beer belly, stop. Right here, bro, man. Stop. That we are gonna three-peat. We're gonna face the Nets next year. We're gonna beat KD and Kyrie, so the niggas can shut the fuck up about LeBron and KD. LeBron will officially be better than KD. And then after that, I think it's going to be...
bro, look, right?
Like I said, I don't care enough about this topic.
I'm going to join a podcast that's bigger than this one and then claim I'm a better podcaster than you, bro. Like, that's just what I'm going to do. Because apparently that makes sense. I'm going to join a podcast bigger than this one and be like, I'm a better podcaster.
Doc Rivers, triple man. Double. That's your number. Doc Rivers is going to have a who's it called? Well, I feel like ooh,
Doc Rivers is
D'Antoni should be the I thought D'Antoni was okay. Well,
oh, for the Sixers, for the
hopefully
Sixers.
I thought D'Antoni was a coach. I don't know why I said that, but
bro, what do you think D'Antoni's the Sixers coach? The Sixers straight up just hire people based on their names. They don't think about fit whatsoever.
Yeah. They hired that man quick as hell.
Quick, literally 2 days after he was fired, they went on a fucking lunch date, and then he got hired.
There was a report saying that he was watching the finals with the team.
I saw that too.
Before they hired him.
Bro, they straight up hired people just so they can say they did shit and they look good on paper. Because that's exactly what happened last year. They got Jason Richardson, they got Al Horford. And those pieces did not fit together whatsoever. So my question is, what the fuck is Doc Rivers going to do to fix their biggest problem, which is Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid?
He's going to trade one of them.
Especially. I could see that. Yeah, I think he's going to trade him too. I think they're going to...
And I say you
I think they should trade Embiid.
So they needed to get a new coach just for them to realize that. That's a weak-ass organization. That's a weak-ass
organization.
That is kind of
a process. It's a process.
That's crazy.
You're not trusting.
The process died a long time ago.
No, I don't know. So what do y'all think about the signing? I guess you guys already heard my thoughts on it.
You heard.
I have the Sixers not making the playoffs next year. Hot take.
The amount of stank faces Dom has had this podcast.
What's up? Okay, why? You think the Sixers will make the playoffs next year?
Another first round exit.
Again. You had the Sixers making the finals this year. Now they're not making the playoffs. I was wrong.
If Doc Rivers is the coach, yeah. Unless they trade,
coach has that much of impact.
I don't know why.
From finals worthy to not even playoffs. Just because the coach.
What are you saying?
You're saying this year they should have been in the finals. Next year they should have made the playoffs just because they have a different coach.
Who's arguably still better than Brett Brown.
Not even arguably. I think it's pretty close,
to be honest. Honestly.
Okay.
So how do you go from finals to missing the playoffs?
So you think it's close between Doc Rivers and Brett Brown, right?
I think Doc Rivers is very highly overrated.
Okay, so you think Doc Rivers is worse than Brett Brown, but not by much, though, right? You said it was close.
I think they're literally on the same level.
Okay, so on the same level. This year, you had the Sixers making the finals.
I did. Correct. I was wrong about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you had the Sixers making the
finals. I want to bring it up a million times. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so let's argument. Was it fair to say you at least expected them to make the second round?
Yeah.
Okay, so this year
with that roster, not with that coach necessarily.
Hear me out, Wardu. Nothing's changed about their team, so why would they not make the playoffs next year?
I think they're going to change. The same team. I don't think it's going to be the same roster going into next year. I do not think that.
So you're making a prediction.
That's why I'm saying it.
A roster change that hasn't happened yet, and you don't know what players they're going to get.
Yes, yes.
You don't know what players they're going to lose.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you know why?
It's the numbers. Alex Wardew, and he read the numbers.
I could do that.
He read the numbers. Crazy.
He read the numbers.
I read the numbers. Look, check the gematria. Yes. I think they're going to trade. I think they should trade Embiid.
What's the algorithm?
I think they're going to trade Simmons.
Yeah.
I think they're going to trade Simmons. I don't know where to, but I would personally trade Embiid.
What'd you say?
They need to trade Simmons. Like, that's who they need to trade.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot on this pod. But so who thinks they should trade Embiid instead of Ben Simmons?
I think they should trade Embiid. I'm sorry. I'll be the outsider. I don't give a fuck.
I've also thought about that.
I think you can get more for it if you trade Embiid than Simmons. So yeah, trade Embiid.
So why would you trade him?
And build around Simmons and get a wing and probably get like a solid center. And just work on the bench.
They have a solid center. Embiid.
That's what I'm saying. You trade the center and you get a good two-way wing and a decent solid center for Embiid and to get other players for the bench to complement the starting players. Whiteside is dog shit. I am saying PJ Tucker is PJ Tucker? Come on, bro. Nigga is trash. But yeah, just get.
Point guard would be taller than the center.
But AD was wilt like for dominating those centers.
I would trade. AD's a goat. Watch him out. AD's a goat. Watch him out. Embiid, I would trade Embiid because he has more trade value, essentially. So, in my opinion, I don't think you can get much for Simmons. You can probably get something, but
you can get a lot for one of those two. You can get a lot for one of those two. Those two are really good players.
No, so you, depending on the team,
or trade both.
It just depends on what direction you want to go. Team. So
yeah,
it also depends what's available.
So Paul George? Dom, do you think Ben Simmons' skill set is going to be more valuable going into the future than Embiid's skill set?
No, Embiid's skill set is going to be more valuable because he's a big that can get you a basket. Now I feel like you need a coach that's going to be on his ass about his diet and like you know. Get him right, and I feel like I feel like Doc can do that. I feel like Doc can get through to Embiid and have Embiid.
You think Doc can do that?
I believe so. Yeah.
I don't know, because my thing is I don't know which one is going to be more effective in the future. A player who predominantly relies on his post up game when the game isn't shifting towards the post game, or a perimeter player who can't shoot for jack shit. Isn't shooting. Or
with Embiid, like Embiid's willing to shoot, though. That's the thing. Like, Embiid's game can evolve with the times we're in. Like, Embiid's not afraid to take a three. So if you get a coach that puts a system in place for him that allows him to play in a post and stretch the floor with the right pieces around him, he's going to be fine. With Ben Simmons, he refuses to shoot the ball. Like, the nigga just doesn't want to shoot it. Like, it's not even that he can't. He just doesn't want to. So what are you going to, build a fake Bucks team around him? Like, what are you going to do? Hell, even Giannis is willing to shoot if you leave him open. He'll pull it.
Yeah, he was shooting 5 threes a game this year.
So, honestly, my thing with Simmons is if you try to build around him, you're building a fake Bucks squad, honestly. Like, that's the only thing you can build around him is a fake Bucks squad. And it'll be worse because he's not as threatening as a Giannis. He's not as confident as a Giannis. So I'm like, bro, you keep Embiid. Embiid has the game. Embiid has the confidence. Embiid has the defense. He has the offense. It's just a better fit if you're trying to win and sell tickets. Like, Embiid's way bigger off the court than fucking Ben Simmons. And we got to remember, this is a business. Way bigger. Yes. Way bigger.
I thought they're about the same.
Guy on that hill. He's way bigger off
the court. Is that just because he's a... Is that just because he's ranked higher in his position than Simmons, or is that
no? That's just because he has more character than Ben Simmons. He has more personality.
Yeah, Ben Simmons. For example,
look at Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, he likes Embiid. He didn't fuck with Ben Simmons when Jimmy Butler was in Minnesota.
That is true.
He didn't fuck fucking Wiggins and Towns because they're soft. He like Embiid. Embiid has dog in him. You just have to have a team around him.
Yeah.
So
no, that's one thing I've noticed about Ben Simmons. He kind of acts too cool sometimes.
Like he doesn't care.
Like yeah. It's either acts he doesn't like care or he thinks he's like better than everyone.
Bro, if you act more nonchalant than fucking Lonzo,
bless you.
Lonzo's the most nonchalant player, and this nigga takes the cake. Like Ben Simmons makes that shit look like Lonzo cares a lot.
But yeah, I mean, that's really the only two pieces of basketball news out this week.
We have MVP conversation.
Finals.
I saw
MVP?
That on Twitter.
Finals, yeah. MVP. Okay, so who do y'all got? As Finals MVP so far.
So far, AD. Two games. We're 2 games in.
I got AD. I got AD as
well. Because there's gonna be a game tonight, right? So the next by the time they see it,
I want AD to win it for the simple fact. He's liable.
I think LeBron's gonna win it, but AD should win. LeBron's gonna win.
I'd say it's just about even right now, so I kind of gotta wait for the rest of the games.
Like I said, you're not gonna have this nigga finals when he's having a movie come out and Kobe just died. Obviously, they're gonna try to make LeBron look like he's the GOAT. LeBron is gonna win Finals MVP when clearly AD was the better player in the series.
Two games in the series. What do you mean he was clearly the better player?
I know, LaBou.
Okay, it's hard. So this is my thing, right? This is my thing. 2 games into the series, they have both played very well, and I would say they're producing about the same amount of, they're producing at around the same rate. But when you go game by, but when you go game by game, when the consensus is that AD has played better than LeBron for the majority of people,
AD should win.
I don't see how LeBron has an argument. Like even though LeBron, they're playing close, LeBron. Even though they're playing close, when a majority of people say that AD's been better in both games, again, I don't see how you can say it's LeBron.
I just think
AD's been in the first two games, but they've been close. So if in the next two, it's really probably going to be two more games. If in the next two games, if LeBron blows them out, I mean the first two were close, but if you never know.
Unless LeBron goes for 40 plus the next 2 games, reason, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like the reason it's so fucking close is the simple fact that
they don't need to try.
LeBron defers to AD. Like LeBron lets AD do AD thing. Like it's a different situation if LeBron is underperforming and AD's compensating
that's
for
what I'm
that.
Saying.
But the fact that LeBron
that's what I'm
is
saying.
Like,
LeBron's gonna win.
Bro, go ahead and do you, and I'ma do me. Like do you, I'ma let you do you. And we're going to dominate, but I'm still going to play like LeBron. That's why I can say, that's why I can see why people say LeBron. I still say AD because AD's performing like the better player. But I can see why people will make an argument for LeBron.
Okay, so
LeBron had 33-9-9 last game. So
now let's bring it back to the 2018 finals. I thought Steph Curry should have won finals MVP. I thought Steph Curry should have won finals MVP.
I can see the argument for Steph.
Because in 2018, after game two, the consensus was that Steph Curry was leading the finals MVP race. And then we get into game three, Steph Curry shits the bed, but KD plays phenomenal. But then game four, they play at around the same rate. I would even say that Steph Curry was better in game four. So that would mean that Steph Curry was a better player in 3 out of the 4 games. Worst 2.
You're getting too mathematical with it, man.
So I don't. I don't.
You're doing categories. We already went over this stuff. We can't do
what do you
that.
Mean categories?
Remember the GOAT debate categories. Give it points.
You I'm not really doing that. I'm just.
You're doing game one, game two. You can't do that.
Why can't I? For the finals MVP?
Yeah.
Why can't I do that?
Because different games had different values. Not in this.
So game three when you're up 2-0.
I think every game has equal value, guy.
So
every game has value.
So game three when you're up 2-0 in a heavily favored series is much more valuable than being the best player in the first 2 games.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying you can't just count games. No, I was agreeing with you. I said I believe Steph Curry should have been MVP too. I'm just saying you can't count games in categories. Now, if you go 4-0, I mean, you kind of
that's what happened. Yeah, it was 4 games, And 3 to 4 games, Steph was better than KD.
But you also have to count how much better. Because like I said with these first two games, that you say AD was better for both of them, but barely, especially in the second one. It's close.
Yeah.
So if LeBron then blows out AD in the next game, next two games, it's 2-2 in counting games. But if you look how much they won by, you can't just be like game. You got to like take some value to it. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, this is obviously an anti-KD podcast, guys.
We're not even talking about
KD. Keep that with a grain of salt. Keep that with a grain of salt, guys. I've never said that LeBron wasn't the best player in the world. In my opinion, I just thought KD was better. Can I finish my statement?
I can't wait for Kevin Durant.
Let him finish.
Hit the bed with Kyrie.
Bro, this is like Joe Biden, Donald Trump burning.
All I said, this nigga said Donald Trump. And shouts out to Donald Trump. I just said that.
No, he ruined our guest.
All I said was 2018. He beat COVID. Shouts out to Big 4-5. Anyways, all I was saying was that KD. All I was trying to say was KD was in my opinion, he was the best player coming out of the 2018 NBA Finals. That's all I said. There is an argument for LeBron being the best another player every year. We know that. And I know that. LeBron had that argument to be the best player every year. I know that. LeBron is a GOAT. We know this. Okay? It's obvious now.
But you just said LeBron was not the best player literally 2 minutes ago.
I'm saying there's obviously been years where he's obviously been the best player numerous years before that. I'm not saying that he can't or doesn't have the capability of being the best player. I'm just saying for that season specifically, I think KD was the best player coming out of that finals.
Who do you think
do I have to break it down more?
Who do you think was better after the 2017 finals?
LeBron. LeBron.
So LeBron was better after 2017. And literally, the exact same dance a year later, and now Kevin Durant's better? I hate you so much.
You just said they did trades in the middle of the season, correct?
That made them
so
worse.
It obviously wasn't the same team.
We didn't really realize that
until we got to the people. When that trade happened, most people were like, damn, this is an upgrade. But when we eventually came into the finals, niggas were like, oh, yeah, they're trash because they're underperforming in the finals. But in the regular season, they weren't really playing like that.
So it wasn't until we got to the better Cavs team. So KD beat a better Cavs team in 2017.
No, I'm saying the perception was when the trade happened. I'm saying when the trade happened initially, people thought that it was a better roster. It wasn't until they actually got to the finals that people realized that.
But what I'm saying is, you said after the 2017 finals that LeBron was still better than KD, right? Correct?
After, yeah.
Okay. And then after the 2017 finals.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then you said after the 2018 finals that KD is better, correct?
Yes.
So in 2017, KD beat a better Cavs team and was not better than LeBron. And then we get into 2018 and he beats a Cavs team that was weaker than the 2017 Cavs and he's suddenly better than LeBron.
If you're coming off of your second finals MVP, I think there's argument for KD. it sounded confusing, but that's my opinion. Okay. That's my opinion.
Terrible opinion. I'm just checking. That's all. All right.
I got an idea.
Debate? The debate of all debates?
Biden actually did a pretty decent job. I thought he was going to be fumbling over his words and start saying some random shit.
That man stuttered every single answer.
It's mostly because Trump was talking over him. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not gonna whenever lie. He couldn't get a complete sentence out without messing up a word or something.
Yeah, he'd be on a roll. And then he'll just stutter, and it just kind of ruined the emphasis. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you could have really killed him. You know,
when he was talking about defunding the police, I was having this argument with someone because he was saying he didn't want to defund the police, but the way he said it, he stuttered at the beginning, and it sounded like he did. And I was so confused which way he was even arguing, because the man can't say a whole fucking sentence.
The nigga is like 80 years old. Like,
that's what I'm saying. We got two motherfucking geezers out here. What the hell?
Like, I would much rather have Kamala Harris than Joe Biden.
You know who did stutter? 4 or 5 when they asked him to condemn white supremacy, bro.
So what did he say? Stand by.
I mean, did he really stutter, though?
Bro, that, yes, did he really stutter, though? That is the easiest question to answer. Fucking moderator.
So you basically just want him to lie?
No.
Yes, honestly.
That's what you're saying, right?
They both lying anyway.
If you aren't for white supremacy, that should be the easiest question to answer. When the moderator literally looks at you in the eye and ask you if you condemn Bezos. White supremacy, you say yes.
Bezos.
And end it.
We are talking Bezos.
Bezos.
We are talking, we're not talking about a politician. We're talking about Donald Trump.
Donald.
Yes.
Do you think that he would lie and say, yes. Oh, yes, I condemn.
Did you just say, do you think Donald Trump would lie?
When yes. the majority of the people that support him are
okay,
racist.
Not the majority.
And y'all know that.
Not the majority. I take that.
So he did lie then. If he said he condemned him.
So, like I said, but he is a Gemini. You think he's gonna lie to y'all and tell you like, oh yes, I condemn white supremacy and no, nigga, stand back, stand by, nigga. But anyways, like I said,
you're in the reserves now.
Yeah. Nothing Trump does surprises me.
Did you see them?
Niggas be so surprised when he does shit like this. You made a t-shirt for it?
No, he didn't. The Proud Boys made a t-shirt that said stand by or some shit. They felt like it was an endorsement. They were like, hell yeah.
No, but what I'm saying is,
I don't know.
By Donald Trump saying what he did and stuttering, that was sus. Like, I just don't know how it wasn't an easy question for him to ask if he's so honest. Or to answer if he's so honest.
He's not.
I'm not saying he's the most honest. But
you didn't say there was going to be a COVID vaccine this winter. Stop the cat. You know?
Cut the cat. Don, what did you think of the debate? Did you watch it at all?
Oh, no. That's why I'm quiet.
She didn't watch it.
She was hysterical. I was dead.
She didn't watch it.
It was hilarious, bro.
I mean, I heard about it and stuff, and I seen like the little memes and shit, but
yeah.
I mean, personally, and I'm just speaking for me, I mean, I'm not voting, so I don't care. Like, I feel like
that's a good point. Also, most people that
you're going against Biden.
Most people that did watch it already decided who they're voting for. They're just watching it for the entertainment at this point.
Yeah,
I was watching it completely for the entertainment.
I don't know anyone that was watching it to see who they're going to vote for. Like, let's see what their value. No one was doing that. Nobody.
Yeah,
I really wanted what he has to say. That ass, like, no. People were just looking for quotes to expose one side or the other. That's really all it was.
It was so funny.
And then when Trump brought up Biden's son, that shit took me out.
Oh my god! Yeah, I saw your fucking snap story, bro.
Oh my god!
Your son is a loser. Dead. Oh my. If you ever call my son a loser on NBC with 3 million people watching, I'm scrapping you on the spot. I don't give a fuck if you have COVID.
Yo, Donald Trump's like 6'3". You're not scrapping no.
He's scrapping.
I don't give a damn. I'm punching him in the balls if you call my son a fucking loser, man. No way.
Man, that was low key a low blow though, because the nigga didn't Joe Biden's son like die or some shit.
I think he was talking about his other son.
I think he was talking about his
dad. Oh, yeah, because he has two sons.
He has two sons.
Yeah.
He was talking about the one
but
that
Biden
was alive.
Bringing up the son that was alive, and then, Trump brought up the one that died. So
no,
that
was, all that was around, a Trump all the way around. Trump was talking about the one that was alive. Biden brought up the one that was dead. And then Trump was like, I don't know him. I don't know him. I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong.
That debate was hilarious, dude.
I when he said that shit he said hilarious. You graduated last in your class, I lost.
Oh,
you don't know what school you were going into, to.
When he started going in on Biden's, like, how he forgets a bunch of shit.
Don't ever use that word with me. I'm smart. Smart. Don't ever use that word with me, okay? You didn't even know what school you went to, guy.
And then Biden was like, hilarious. Yeah, this guy isn't smart. And then Trump goes, did you just call me not smart? Didn't you drop out of college?
All I know is, I'm not, like I said, just like Dom, just like Dom, I'm not going to vote, but if I were to, I would prefer to have Trump in because Biden is, when he looked in the camera and said, you got to go vote.
Why do you keep looking in the camera? I hated that shit.
I literally threw up.
And he kept smiling with his big ass white dentures.
Smile kind of looks.
Did you see the video? Kind of look weird in the primaries where his dentures fell out. This should
stop.
Oh,
stop!
I remember that.
Man was out there like,
I'm voting for Kamala Harris, my guy. I need to see a woman
for president.
I need to see a woman in the White House.
I gotta see something
different, man.
Just so he can die and have the first female president be by default.
Yeah, we need Kamala, man.
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so the debate happened, and then 2 days after, Shams Charania, dude, basketball Shams. Insider, broke out the news that Donald Trump got COVID.
Basketball Insider, that's how you know he hated that nigga. On a basketball insider breaking your health information.
Was it actually him?
Bro, that shit got 100K likes in 2 hours.
In 2 hours. That was And that was like around what, 12 or 1 a.m.? That shit was
late. I woke up to the news.
I thought he was gonna die.
I mean,
yeah, it broke like around 1 a.m. and 2 a.m.
Yeah, I think I woke up to go to the bathroom, check my phone. It's like, that's not real. And then woke up the next day and was like,
no, Trump has COVID. That's real.
So what do y'all think Trump getting COVID changes, if anything at all?
I think his supporters think are gonna like anything? Him even more. They're gonna be like, look, this 75 year old man got it and didn't die. Y'all are a bunch of pussies. That's pretty much what all supporters are probably gonna say.
Yeah, I've heard that
that doesn't like him is gonna say, look, this man kept saying don't wear a mask, man got COVID. So it's just gonna strengthen arguments for both sides and gonna cancel
which it. Is crazy to think that it would, which is crazy. When you have the dude that's been saying that this shit isn't serious and he gets COVID,
it's a
himself.
Hoax.
When you think it wouldn't bolster, no matter what happens, you're gonna back him. That's how you're it works. Back him,
which is crazy.
I just think he's gonna use this as more fuel to make it mandatory to get the vaccine, which I am not getting. I'm saying that vocally, not getting that shit.
They're not getting
autism. I think you ain't get no fucking vaccine. Man. What the fuck? Fuck! Get that shit, nigga. Dom, you getting it?
Huh?
He was asleep.
Dom just been scratching his leg this whole time.
Oh no, I was fucking my rap, bro. Trump and Biden. I'm like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you ask if you're getting the vaccine when it comes out?
Nigga, no. What?
What?
Thank you. Thank you. Oh,
y'all aren't getting.
And why aren't you getting the vaccine? Explain. Explain to the others why we are not getting the vaccine.
You just call us the others.
The others.
I'm not getting the vaccine because I haven't. I wear my mask.
The blacks.
Yeah, honestly, no. I might wear my mask for a couple months just to see what the first few people happens to them. If they don't turn into zombies or something, maybe then I'll.
Yeah, that's stupid. Why would you take like the first like round
I'm
of
give
vaccine?
It, I'm gonna
like,
give it
at least.
Yeah, I'm not pre-ordering this vaccine. Yeah. Bro. I'm gonna wait till Black Friday
like,
comes out.
I'm gonna wait till they get a resale on StockX. I'm not getting that,
bro. You know?
I'm not getting the first round of vaccines for any fucking thing. You got me bent.
Okay, no. but once it is cleared that
I'm getting
no...
it once they do the patch updates.
Yeah, so once there's a patch update, will you get it done?
I'm gonna have to read the patch notes, and if I then I might get. But if them patch notes don't look real spicy to me,
I gotta look at them. Yelp reviews,
okay, but Wordle is not getting the game regardless because it's pay to win.
Pay to win, head ass.
So Wordle, you're not getting the vaccine, even though there's patch notes.
We'll see what happens, but you know,
he's gonna
it's
get
not
next
looking
gen,
good.
The COVID 20.
The outlook isn't likely, you know, not looking too good.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I just don't agree with putting stuff inside your body that, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what the fuck is in there, you know.
Man,
you know, at least with the flu.
Once a week.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. As soon as you go to McDonald's, you put in shit into your body that you don't know already. So.
Well, I don't eat at McDonald's, so.
Chicken nuggets.
But,
I don't care what.
You know, with the flu shot, everyone gets the flu, or most people have had the flu in their life. You know what I'm saying? I understand that, and you might need some of these shots too for school and whatnot. I get that, like the meningitis, the TB shot, and all that. I get those, but yeah. You know, the COVID shot, like I've never had COVID.
It might be mandatory.
You're gonna give,
yeah, no.
You're gonna give me COVID so I can fight COVID. It's like. But I haven't had COVID the entire year.
That's literally what.
That's how vaccines work.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I don't know. Y'all could get it. You know what I'm saying, let me know how it goes. You know what I'm saying, send me a review. Send me a postcard. I'd love to hear it.
I want to see an Anthony Fantano review of the fucking vaccine.
Bro. Yeah. A not good.
I'd love to see how it goes for you.
this vaccine is not good.
I'd love to see how it goes for y'all, but as far as me, shit, I'll pass. Huh? Shit.
That's tough.
That's tough. Dom, who are your top five rappers?
Wait. One more second. What
Dom,
if...
who are your top five NBA YouTubers?
If you say Comethazine, I will leave the Zoom right now. I will leave.
If the
Comethazine?
First of all. If it's war, we gonna win, baby. Comethazine, go.
Oh my goodness.
My top five, what, all time or right now?
Right now.
Oh, right now. So this generation, J. Cole, Joey Badass,
Joey
Travis. No, not Travis.
Joe.
J. Cole, Joey Badass.
From Joey Badass,
I'll say Highline Bling.
Fuck with Highline Bling?
Don't want to throw Drake up there.
You said what?
Drake?
Huh?
Drake?
How you have a top five you don't put Drake, nigga?
Yeah,
how old are you? 23, 24?
You don't fuck with Kendrick? You don't fuck with Kendrick?
Nah, I'm not a big Kendrick or Drake guy.
Interesting.
And,
you put Kendrick on the bench.
You know, it was X and Juice WRLD, but that's tough.
I mean, they're still releasing music, apparently, so.
You can include
Yeah, them. But I'm trying to stick with ones that will, you know, continue to release new music.
Oh, so you're saying top five for the future.
No, it's right now.
He sneaked this Kendrick, bro.
Then I was like, no.
This nigga subbed Kendrick, bro. You subbed Kendrick. That's crazy.
And Rihanna.
Niggas that actually release shit, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that actually
I wasn't gonna put X and Juice WRLD up there because, you know, they're deceased. I was kind of trying to stay with alive.
No, you can still put them up there.
I mean, if it's your top five.
He's saying top five, like, in the future. Like, coming up.
Oh, top five coming up?
I mean, top five, that will continue to release good music. So I can understand not putting Kanye in there.
Yeah,
okay.
Top favorite
rappers right now that are alive. Let's just go with that.
Favorite rappers right now that are alive. J. Cole, Joey Bad, Drake, Uzi, and Travis Scott.
Is this in order?
No.
Why is Joey Badass there?
Because he likes Joey Badass.
I'm asking the question. Why is he there?
Joey Badass is that nigga.
Badass
He's the best rapper.
Was his last album good?
Wasn't bad.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I liked it too.
You should just be happy you didn't put Comethazine in there.
Okay. But was Great American Badass? Was Great American Badass a good album?
That was his last one, wasn't it?
He doesn't have a bad album. It wasn't his best, but it wasn't a bad album.
I need Isaiah Rashad to release.
Isaiah Rashad. That is who I need to hear. It's been too long, man, since I heard that nigga. But yeah, okay. I'll give you that. My top. I'll ask B Souls.
I don't think anyone has your top five.
What's your top five, B Souls? What's your top five, Carlo?
My
is it Tory Lanez?
Top five right now?
Tory.
Not any.
You bumping Tory?
I don't know. Headass. I'm going for Tory in there.
The Tory.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, Travis has to
Meg?
Be there.
Meg, bro.
My top five is pretty mainstream. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
That's okay.
I got Kendrick Cole.
Okay, so Travis, Post Malone,
Kendrick Cole, Drake,
Post Malone. Travis.
Top four. Let me see what I'm spot.
Does anyone have Post Malone?
Then you need to look at a list. Yes,
I need my options. Relax. I need my options.
Let me look at my last played songs real quick. My playlist.
That's fair.
Yeah, so I got the big four and let me see.
The big four. Which
do
who's
do
the four?
Do I put in Pop Smoke? Do I put in Pop Smoke?
No, we're staying alive.
Pop Smoke, you so far?
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, we're staying alive. Yeah. Wait, so you're saying big the top four, so who's number four? Is it Big Sean? I hope it's not.
Travis,
Drake, Kendrick Cole.
Okay.
Travis, Drake, Kendrick Cole, and let's just go with, honestly can't think of the fifth one. Lil Uzi.
Jaden Smith.
Lil Uzi, use the truth.
Lil Uzi. Okay, Shia LaBeouf, who's your top five? The Doors?
Man, we're just going to repeat
3 Days Grace, huh?
Is this racism?
Huh?
The Doors.
What the fuck?
The Doors.
No one said Mac Miller. Although he's dead, too.
I mean, he's not alive, though.
Yeah,
so,
fuck. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of someone no one said yet. I kind of like...
Who do you like? I mean, you could say Ugly God, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
Ugly God.
I like Polo G. You guys like Polo G?
Yeah, I was about to say, if we do like upcoming rappers, that'd be a lot different.
Yeah. All right, let's just, Wardu, what are your top five? Since we all want to hear it.
My top five rappers.
Since you instigated this whole damn thing.
Let him number one, and this list is going Burger off King of, my criteria is... My criteria is the most consistent. Also,
no one gave their criteria. They just
the most impact. But excuse me.
So it's
sir,
Drake. Number one's Drake. So let's just get to the point. Number one's Drake. Number one's Drake.
Number one Alex is Warby. Kanye West.
Yes, sir.
Number one is Kanye West.
Big fan.
Number two is Drake.
He's got an order.
Number three is J. Cole, because if we're going off of consistency, the nigga drops almost every year and it's always fire. Number four is Travis Scoot. And number five is Kendrick Lamar.
So we all had the same top five for the most part.
That is my top five.
Is that your top five just ranking wise or just like your top?
He
five
just told
favorite
me.
Rappers.
He told me the criteria.
I think that's ranking wise. So it's in that order, in my opinion.
Because if we're talking about like people I'm just listening to right now, like 21's in there, Big Sean's in there, Lil Tech is in there.
Is it because they just dropped?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to say if we talking about rappers like that, just like upcoming rappers or rappers that I listen to a lot.
Yeah.
I would say No Cap, Comethazine, Ugly God, Polo G.
Oh, I thought you said No Cap, the rapper. I was like,
oh no,
Cap a lot.
Stunner for Vegas, the baby.
I don't like Stunner for Vegas.
Stunner for Vegas.
You guys like Freddie Gibbs?
Stunner for Vegas is my cousin.
I fuck with Freddie Gibbs.
Cool together and everything.
He's actually your cousin?
Nigga. Yeah, like real shit on my mom's side. Like,
well, no shit, I didn't know that. I got to keep it a buck. I still don't like him. As a artist. What was my favorite?
I respect your family. Why are you lying? Why are you lying?
As a musical artist, I don't like him.
What do you mean he's lying? Why would he lie about this?
Yeah, why would he lie about being related to some garbage ass?
So those are your top five up and coming artists?
What, do you think we're industry plants? Is that what you think? Do you think we're industry plants? We're not with a record label. Relax.
Head ass. I'm independent. Head ass.
Independent. Okay. That's why you got a claim.
It is what it is. It's not my song. Like I said, it's not me. It says featuring me.
All right, no. I got one. Your top five all time rappers.
Tupac Shakur. No, makes sense.
They can be dead for this one, right?
All time.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Top five all time alive.
Yeah, wait. What was that? Camila
LaBoost.
Vice President.
Camila Cabello?
Oh, she was talking about Cordae. Yeah, Cordae.
Didn't she say Tupac Cordae was her top five rapper alive?
Camila Harris?
Yeah, Camila. Oh, Camila, whatever. She said, she said Tupac's top five alive or something like that. And everyone was like,
bro.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. Yeah. Shout out to Kamala Harris, man. Shout out to you, man.
That's not fair for that. Slip words. She knows.
I think my all time would be number one, Kanye, all time. Number two, yes. Number two, Biggie. Actually, number two, I gotta give him credit. Jay-Z has had an amazing career.
I got Jay-Z one.
I have to be objective. I'm only gonna say Kanye because the nigga basically produced one of his best albums, kind of wrote for Jay-Z as well too. Black album, Blueprint one. So I will say Kanye one, Jay-Z two, Biggie number three. I'm
going to
say Tupac.
Dom shaking his head.
I'm going to say Pac 4. And then for Dom, I'll say number five, Kemetazine, man. You know what I'm saying? He's that nigga, you know, all day. Kemetazine.
Finger on the trigger.
Simply like our rappers that have medication names, you know what I'm saying? Kemetazine is definitely up there. He's top five.
Top five medication name rappers.
Lil Zane, number one. So what songs from Kemetazine do you listen to aside from...
I don't even know
what it's called again.
Kemetazine has a few songs.
Kemetazine. You know what I'm saying? B12, My Way, Blicky... We gonna win.
I like Blicky.
No, I just don't know the names. Like, I'm genuinely asking.
Air Max.
I don't know the names.
Literally,
Bands. Walk.
That's like the
band.
Yeah, Walk. That's the only one I know.
He has.
And Bands. You know Bands.
Like, he has.
You don't know Bands?
He does.
You know Bands. If I had to name my top five all time, I would say Jay-Z one, Kanye two, I would say Lil Wayne 3, Nas 4, KRS-One 5.
I'm going to stay dangerous. I like that one. What's he say? Don't mess on you.
This nigga did not just say KRS-One. Yes. Why are you saying KRS-One?
Yes. Because he's top five.
What's wrong with that?
Honestly, don't know much about KRS-One, but. Like, I've heard of
what neighborhood did you live in where KRS-One was ever top five? Please tell me that.
Well,
KRS-One is,
you know,
top 15 at best.
I grew up with culture. I had culture in my family, so they put me on to actual good rappers back in the day. So KRS-One was one of them.
Do you really have culture though?
I mean, I'm cultured when it comes to hip hop thing. This hip hop thing, I'm cultured with this.
African American man, are you cultured
with hip hop? Yes, that's our drama. Okay.
Okay.
Hip hop is African American shit. That's ours. So yes, I'm coaching with this.
Okay. Originated in the Bronx.
Like, what you mean? That's ours.
Poof diddy school.
Oh man, KRS-One.
You can have it.
Wait, what's wrong with KRS-One?
Nigga said. He said KRS-One over Tupac, Biggie. You did say Nas, though. I'll give you that, but.
Yeah. Nasty. Jay-Z.
KRS-One is the only outlier.
Nas. KRS-One.
I can't ask him his top five and then tell him they're wrong.
Unless it's Doobie.
It's like a fucking outlier. It's like, how can you even compare those
two? Sorry, he wasn't basic enough for you. Jesus.
It's KRS-One, nigga. Fuck.
KRS-One can wrap circles around Biggie and Tupac, so I don't know what.
I know who KRS. I don't listen. He's the one that go whoopie whoop whoopie whoop. He's that one, right?
What?
That's the sound of the police. Again, that's his song, right? That's the only one I know.
Yo, what'd he say? What'd he say?
Oh my god.
That's his song. Am I wrong?
Never sounded so white a day of me knowing you.
That's the sound of the police. Am I wrong about the song, though? Is that not the song?
All right, I'm going to head out.
Was I wrong? Was I wrong about the song?
Yo.
Just because you listen to Vanilla Ice growing up does not mean you need to shit on KRS-One, man.
I never shit on KRS-One. I was asking if that's his song.
I'm not going to say KRS-One was trash, but in terms of a top five all-time list, that wouldn't be a name I would have picked.
That was my police sound.
Whoop-dee-whoop. Whoop-dee-whoop. Disrespect.
Ooh, that's son of the police. No, bro.
I'm guessing that's not it, bro. He got the shades on.
What's KRS-One's best song?
Oh, he does have a song called Sound of the Police.
Hope we don't get copyright for that.
I don't know.
Oh man.
Y'all should just be honored I even knew that.
You could have said Andre, I would have gave it to you, bro. That nigga said KRS-One.
But it's his top five.
That's crazy.
It's his top five.
I know.
Two songs by KRS-One on my phone, actually.
I mean, I just feel like it's real basic to put. I feel like putting Biggie and Tupac in your top five is kind of like a scapegoat. I don't know.
Yeah.
KRS-One is like an outlier.
Everyone I named.
I would have put DMX over KRS, bro.
What the fuck?
I would have put a lot of other names. Exactly. You're too young. You're not going to understand, my nigga.
You guys are the same age. Aren't y'all the same age?
First of all, sir, DMX lived in Yonkers and went to school with my mom's, and like my mom's knew DMX.
Diamond.
Stop it.
He had an album that went diamond.
And Stunna 4.
You could have said,
"All right, B-Souls." You could have said about how our gym teacher was.
You could have said Rakim. You could have said Andre. You could have said DMX.
You didn't say none of them though.
You could have said.
You didn't say him.
You want to make a top 10? You want to do a top 10?
No, because we did top
10. You want to do a top 10? Because I guarantee you they'll be in the top 10. They'll be in the top 10. I guarantee you that they'll be in the top 10.
You said Biggie and
Yes,
Tupac.
In my top five, yes. Yes, but Rakim is definitely in my top 10.
Why?
Over Why KRS? I'm pretty sure. Huh?
Why is Biggie and Tupac in your top five?
Why is KRS in your top five?
Because he's a better rapper than Biggie and Tupac. Everyone I name raps circles
not.
Around Biggie and Tupac.
No,
yes.
He's not.
Lil Wayne will rap circles around Biggie and Tupac.
I will give you Wayne. 6'7". I'll give you Wayne. 8 foot. I'll give you one.
KRS-One will rap circles around Biggie and Tupac.
No, you're too young.
You think Kanye would? Where do you think? You think Kanye would?
I think he would. Yes.
He would rap circles around Biggie and Tupac. Okay.
Kanye.
No. I think he makes better music. Over Tupac. I don't know about he rapping circles. Music.
Biggie flow wise was arguably better than Kanye, but he would out rap Tupac. He would out rap Tupac. He would out rap Tupac. That's my opinion.
Tupac had a.
I would easily put. You could have said Rakim. You could have said Scarface, being that you're from New York. Maybe Scarface. You know, I know niggas love to hate Eminem now, but you could have said Eminem. I would have.
Scarface isn't better.
You know what I'm saying? What are we saying?
Scarface is better than KRS-One.
KRS-One was making music.
What is your problem with KRS-One?
Why do you
KRS-One?
You hate KRS-One. Fuck.
He's trash.
He's so uncultured.
That's sad. How am I uncultured?
It's so sad.
Slick Rick is better than KRS-One. Slick Rick is better than KRS-One. Slick Rick
was the guy. He was a better storyteller. Yes, but not a better rapper.
What? I'm done. Oh, okay. I'm done. I'm done. I can't do it.
Slick Rick is a better rapper. He was a better lyricist than KRS-One.
Is KRS-One a better rapper than Ice Cube? Yes. Lie and say it.
Bruh. What is your problem with KRS-One? What the fuck?
Oh my god. Oh, that's the sound of the police. Get this nigga the fuck out of here. KRS-One, if you watching this, you trash.
Oh my god. He's trash now. Holy shit.
He's trash. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. KRS-One, he's like in my top 15. He's not in my top 5, though. I won't put him in my top 5.
You were just shitting on him.
I'll put some... I was so no, because I respect. Yeah, I'm putting nigga. I'm putting Eminem. I'm putting Scarface. I'm putting fucking Ice Cube. I'm putting fucking Kool G Rap. I'm putting all these niggas over KRS-One, nigga. Now, if you wanted to say KRS-One because of his impact, if you wanted to say impact, yeah, I'm putting Kool G Rap over him.
Man's got permanent.
Yes, I'm putting Kool G Rap over him. Do you listen to rap, nigga? Do you?
Obviously, you start listening. I don't. In 2005, nigga. Like, oh my god.
You listened to rap in 1973. Apparently, this nigga said KRS-One. What decade are we in? Shit.
Well, you said Eminem, you could say
Scarface.
It is all time, and time did not start in 2005.
So. Scarface nigga, is not a better rapper than KRS-One.
Oh my goodness, nigga! Everyone in the comment section, please. Please educate this man. Please, okay. Man. I would have thought
he left.
I would have thought he would have known this.
Nice.
I would have thought he would have realized this because Scarface is from New York and he is New York. So he could at least have some New York vibes. You look, my God.
Dom 1K is
New York. He is New York.
I don't know if the people that watch this is culture when it comes to hip hop, but please, people, please do not indulge this man. Please. Please don't.
You could have said so many. You could. Okay, just answer this question and I'll shut up.
Indulge.
Who's a better rapper, KRS-One or Black Thought?
Who?
Just answer the question, yes or no.
Black Thought.
Black Thought or KRS-One?
I haven't really heard anything from Black Thought. I know the name, okay. I just haven't heard the music.
Oh, I thought you said Black Dot. Okay. What the fuck is Black Dot?
Black Thought, I've heard the name.
I've
heard of him too.
I know he did a song with Logic.
Okay.
So much. All right, let's wrap this up like a condom. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like a Lauryn Hill. Like better, I said,
it seemed like a pretty slow week in terms of NBA news. So we have to dive into our other bags. You know what I'm saying? Slow. We're versatile. But y'all have anything else to talk about before we wrap it up?
Where do you make me? You make me sick.
I love you too, man. Love you too, man.
KD better than LeBron.
What else is there to talk about? Big Sean's album was kind of boring to me. It's nice, but am I gonna go back and listen to it? Probably not.
I'm doing it.
Bryson Tiller's album came out.
I like Bryson's album.
It was cool. It was cool.
Wasn't it just a deluxe? The Ben drop.
He put out a deluxe like on
the album
Monday,
cover is very similar though.
Okay,
yeah, that is. But he did.
There's
drop
been a lot
deluxe,
of music
though.
Coming out. I don't. There hasn't been much that's been bad, but it's not like
there hasn't been much that's been good either.
Oh, matter of fact, while we're on the topic,
this is music.
People, please check out Kyle's album. That nigga Kyle, he dropped the album.
Super Duper Kyle.
Carl Kuzma.
That nigga's album is amazing.
Super Duper Kyle.
Super Duper Kyle.
Bro, that's one of my favorite albums of the year so far.
Super Duper, we're talking about?
No lie. Yeah, Super Duper Kyle.
Super Duper Kyle.
That album is legit one of the best albums of the year, in my opinion. I'm sorry. Like,
see you when I'm yearbook one, right? See you when I am famous?
Yes, that's
I like when I am famous head ass.
I like Kyle. Kyle's good.
That's just actually amazing.
I think he would have a good career as an actor.
eyes.
I think he would have a good career as an actor too.
Oh yeah, that movie he did that was on Netflix. That shit is dope.
Super Duper Kyle.
Yeah, I forgot what it was called. Made a movie. We're watching that.
We just keep on saying Super Duper.
Super Duper. We're talking about the Super Duper Kyle, right?
Wait, not, we're talking about Super Duper.
Not Kyle Kuzma.
Super Duper Kyle Kuzma, bro.
Super Duper Kyle Kuzma.
I'll check it out though. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
He got his graduation.
By the way, B-So's my recording cut off, so you can use the Zoom audio.
This dude. It's all good. I was probably gonna use it.
I got the majority of it though. I got like an hour and 24, but
mine's still going strong.
It just cut off.
Still going strong because we got that good shit. Anyways,
outro.
Do we have anything else to talk about aside from Super Duper Kyle's new album?
No, sir. I gotta get the fuck up out of here. You know what I'm saying? It was great. Shout out to KRS-One.
You know what I'm saying? KRS-One.
Shout out to you.
You shouting him out now? Crazy.
Shout out to Kevin Durant.
I could respect you. I can still respect you as a rapper and still think you're trash, you know. I can still do that.
Can you?
Okay. Okay. Anyways.
I could do that.
Let's do outros. Wordu, since you need to get the fuck out of here, you can go first.
All right, man. Follow me on Twitter at Wordu the Dude. Again, shouts out to all the niggas in the comment section. You know what I'm saying? I'll be replying. I'll be seeing y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'll be, you know what I'm saying, mad love to y'all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Add the Instagram. Let's keep it a buck. Instagram. Like, subscribe.
DeAndre Hopkins.
We're going to try and get another guest next week if we can. We're going to have one on this week. But, you know, shit happens. You know, Trump got COVID. Trump got the COVID.
I don't know if that's supposed to be confidential.
How are they going to figure out what happened based off saying Trump got COVID?
Yeah. I didn't say no names either.
Basically, Trump ruined the guest.
Yeah.
That's all.
Keep going.
Boom.
Anyways, yeah, follow me on Twitter, and that's it.
All right, Dom, go ahead. Say goodbye to the people, man.
People, I am so sorry I had to sit here and listen to this man, Wordu, be terrible for a whole damn near 2 hours.
They do that every week. They're used to it.
Beyond that.
Actually, that was a comment about that. Someone was like, bro, I don't know how much longer I can just watch Wordu be so wrong. And everyone... I swear to God, like, I forgot which
episode. I can admit when I'm wrong, though. I can admit when I'm wrong.
He does. Do he does admit when he's wrong. No, he admitted he was wrong about the Sixers Celtics.
No cap. Somebody literally was like, bro, it's getting played out on everyone coming forward who having terrible takes. I was like, man, it is getting played out, huh? But
as soon as he stops having terrible takes, we'll stop coming for him.
I'm the Skip Bayless of the podcast, you know. I'm still entertaining, though, even though I'm wrong. It's my turn now.
Little baby.
I hope y'all enjoyed. Have a good week. And follow me on Twitter at DomTrish1. And sub to the channel. Yes, DomTrish97.
Big facts. All right, Shia LaBeouf, go ahead.
Big 14. GG, everyone. Great week. We'll be back with more MVP debate. We're going to finish that.
This dude just rolled with Shia LaBeouf like it was natural.
I'm LaBeouf, Justin LaBeouf Blake.
I'm Shia LaBeouf. You're Dom 1K.
I'm Russell from Up.
Russell from Up.
You got Jaylen Brown top left.
No. It's LeBron left. James Jr.
LeBron James. Fuck out of here. All right. We'll see y'all next week, man. Badass.